Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you could join me as we continue in a message. Yesterday, I just laid a foundation, but I'd like to talk about the need of the hour. And before we start, as always, I'd like to take just a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, for all those who have accepted Jesus and have declared him as their Savior and as their soon coming King. Lord, I'm asking, Holy Spirit, that you will take the Word of God and you will do what no mortal flesh can do. You will take the living Word of God and you will apply and make it applicable and powerful and active in the life of every single listener. For Lord, I know that by your Spirit, you have brought many who are hungering for more of you. They are not satisfied with their lives the way they are. Lord, not that they're ungrateful for all your many blessings, answers to prayer, your intervention in their lives and in the lives of their loved ones, but Father, we are hungering for more. And so, Father, I thank you that you will open up the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will bring either further ramifications and revelation and depth of understanding to your Word, Lord, in personal ways so that we can be transformed, we can be excited, we can see things that we've not seen before in the realm of the Spirit in terms of what you have for your people. And Father, bless us now as we join our hearts in the unity of the faith and express our love to you and our thanks and our praise and our honor to you alone. Receive blessing and honor and power, and to you only, Lord, deserve all the praise. And so, Father, we thank you for your work in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon the Word for the remainder of this week, Father. And thank you, Lord, for taking that Word. And we release the Holy Spirit to have his way, to have his permission to interact in our lives, to interrupt our daily schedule, to bring back that Arema Word of God that will be applicable and pertinent for where we might be right at that moment. Lord, I know in the Spirit there is a time of severe warfare that some of your people are going through. Father, I thank you that we are not helpless. We are not defeated. We do not have to throw up our hands in upset and despair because you are with us and you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you now that your anointing is upon the Word. And Lord, we shall rejoice in your goodness and all the wonderful promises you have given to us so that we might walk victorious and experience the abundant life that Jesus promised to us. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to begin by sharing some beautiful passages out of the book of Isaiah. I think perhaps, I don't know, maybe my favorite book in the Bible. It's so the truths expressed and the way the translators expressed whatever that must have been the beauty of the original language, how powerful it is and what meaningful significance it has for our lives today. And yes, I'm going to read Isaiah 60, starting at verse 1, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, or the nations, or the unsaved, shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising." Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to stop right there. But beloved, I want you to just think about what I've read to you out of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. And the Lord is speaking to his body today. He's saying, your hour is coming, beloved. I want you to hear my words. I want you to arise. Some of you have sat in the ashes of defeat, beloved, but God is talking to each of us, regardless of what the circumstances of your life might be. And beloved, I know what it is to feel so embattled, physically, mentally, spiritually, circumstantially. I didn't want to get up. It was only his grace that kept me going. There were times in my life I felt so defeated. Oh, I didn't go around declaring it, but God knew my heart. I felt so overwhelmed, so overcome. That's why I can relate to the needs of those who write in, new people or beloved prayer partners. Sometimes I just cry because I can feel the pain some of God's people are going through. But beloved, we are here to support one another. Prayer is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, spiritual force in the universe, because we cry unto our God and he hears us. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. And the word also tells us we have not because we ask not. And I know it's possible to get to a place of such, it takes maybe a period of time of unrelenting battles, but you come to a place, oh, you'd never verbalize it, but you feel, what's the use of praying? And it's like you're just carrying on. You're just doing the best you can to survive. Well, beloved, God does have his seasons. And in those difficult seasons, I want you to take heart. And I'm learning this lesson. It seems to have taken a very long time that has taken me to learn this lesson. I've not learned it perfectly, but I'm doing much better than I used to. That even in the times of pain, of discomfort, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, I am learning that God has allowed it for a purpose. Oh, I take my stand in terms of spiritual authority over all work of the enemy. But as Paul said in Ephesians, having done all, stand therefore. And that there's a time we have to do that. We have to endure. We have to persevere. Just as God did with the children of Israel, he tested them in the wilderness to see what was in their heart. And are we going to serve God? If those mountains don't move, are we still going to trust him? If he doesn't part the sea, are we still going to trust him? Beloved, that is the final word. That is the answer to spiritual maturity. Not the answer. It is a total. It is a sign. It is an attribute of spiritual maturity, because you know what? Things may be chaotic all around you, but it is well with your soul. And beloved, that's why I'm on this broadcast, not to spend time, not to spend the thousands that it is to maintain a radio broadcast. It is to see you in the love of God that I have in my heart and soul for you, to see you walk in victory that God has for you. And beloved, we need the power of agreement and of unity. That is such a strong spiritual principle. God demonstrated that. He showed that. He outlined it, even in terms of the Tower of Babel. He said they would succeed. That's why the Lord God came down to confound the languages, because wicked and perverse, though their intentions were, as sick and as evil as their unity was and their one accord, God said they could succeed because of the power of unity. He would not allow that. He stopped it, and he prevented their plans from succeeding. But beloved, I want to tell you, when you're in need, when you're in a place of a battle and spiritual warfare, the last thing you want to do is run and isolate and hide in a spiritual cave, if you will. You need your brothers and sisters. You need people to stand with you. You need to be encouraged in the Lord. So, having said that, my goodness, let's go on. Let's take this scripture, Isaiah. Darkness is covering the earth, is it not? It's tragic to see. I mean, the changes in the weather, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the floods, the tsunamis, all the things that are occurring. But gross, deep darkness, the people. For those of you who are advanced in years, as myself in the 70s, having been born in the 40s, the 50s, even earlier, you know of the changes that have occurred in our society. You young people, you can't relate. Sometimes that's all you've known is the explosion of evil and perverseness and wickedness that is in our society. God said that. He said it centuries ago through the prophet Isaiah. He was speaking, not there's always been darkness and evil, but it foreshadows. He's speaking future tense. Darkness shall cover the earth. And truly, gross darkness the people. But he gives an answer. He says, the Lord shall arise upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee. Beloved, have you ever asked yourself, as you've listened to the news broadcast, as your heart has been broken by things that you've been hearing in terms of our society, in terms of our young people, you may have asked, Lord, is it possible to change the course of this nation? I believe the word of God is going to be fulfilled. But how, as God's people, can we possibly have spiritual power against what is in the earth in this hour? Beloved, God has an answer, and that answer is revival. Revival is the answer. While there may be deep darkness on some, God says there is a great light that shall arise upon thee. That light is the Lord rising upon you, and the very glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. His anointing will destroy personal yokes of bondages, of addictions, of habit patterns, things that you've walked in, besetting sins. You are going to see God arise upon you. Those who accept the negative prognostications of those who say, you know, it's only going to get worse, they won't doubt. They will accept the way the trend, the earth is going. They will be discouraged, and they'll give way to whatever is just will be. But it's not going to be that way with the church. Those who only see darkness ahead are only looking at those who are in darkness. But beloved, the word today is the Lord is going to arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Well, I'm just getting into the message, and I hope you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at the same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can listen, click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I want to encourage you, beloved, even if you've never written before, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I urge you in the name of Jesus. He has a reason for it. The announcer will give that contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day, my UC and partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.